Wizardy Witch and the Scary Windmill by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic.
Zoomity zoom! Let's go broom!
She squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz! And off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was wondering what to do next. She had completed all her chores at home, helping Mum and Dad. Now she wanted to find something exciting to do. Can I go off to play now, please? She asked. Be back before tea time, Wiz, said Mum. Wizardy Witch put on her cape and hat, grabbed her magic spell satchel, and then called to Broomstick. Zoomity zoom, let's go broom. Not too fast, shouted Mum. Too late. Wizardy Witch was already zooming far across the meadows, heading for the river. She flew for a few minutes before aiming off towards the jagged mountains. Today, the sky was dark and stormy in the land of magic. Wiz flew up through the clouds and out into the bright sunshine. She could see the tops of some very big storms ahead, so she turned and zoomed off in the other direction. Faster and faster she flew, urging her broomstick to zoom even quicker than her usual zooming pace. Gradually, she left the storms behind and the clouds began to break up, allowing brief glimpses of the land below. Let's explore down there, she said to Broomstick. Wizardy Witch headed down into a part of the land of magic she did not recognize. Here, there were many rounded hills, all covered in green grass and dotted with wild flowers. Over to her right, she saw an ancient-looking windmill, sat all alone on top of the tallest hill around. Wow, look at that! Stop there, at that windmill, Broom! Wiz called excitedly. The windmill was very tall, old and quite weathered. A large padlock sealed the only door firmly closed. A handwritten notice, pinned on the door, read, Do not enter. Wizardy Witch pressed her eye up against a crack in the woodwork and looked inside. She could not see very much, but at the back, something caught her eye. I am going to need an opening spell to get inside, said Wizardy. She pulled out a blue and a brown leaf from her satchel and squashed them together. Broomstick quivered a warning against ignoring the message on the door. It was put there for a reason, it said sensibly. Oh, don't worry about that, I'll be fine, she said confidently. Broomstick tried hard to pull her away, but Wizardy Witch insisted. She remembered a simple spell. Mice that run around and squeal, hurry fast to break this seal. The padlock shuddered, but didn't open. Wiz thought hard for a moment, then tried a more powerful opening spell that required three green leaves. Hands that turn on a cuckoo clock, unwind the key within this lock. The leaves flashed briefly, forming into a puff of greenish smoke in the shape of a key. Magically, the key entered the old padlock and turned slowly. The lock fell open on the floor. Wizardy Witch pulled hard on the door. The rusty hinges creaked loudly, grinding as they opened. Inside, the light flooded the large room. Cobwebs filled every space. At the back, a tall hovering broomstick quivered at the sight of the sun. What is that? An old broom? Wondered Wizardy. Come here, Broom. Come to me, she ordered. Instead of obeying the command, the broomstick moved slyly back into the shadows out of sight. "I don't want to have to come in and get you, Broom," said Wizardy forcefully. She did not like spiders and cobwebs very much. "Come out here now," she repeated. "No," the broomstick replied. Wizardy Witch stepped gingerly inside. She used her hands to peel away the sticky webs. They clung to her hair, stuck to her arms, and pulled at her clothes. "Yuck!" she complained. After taking a few steps, she noticed some huge hairy spiders hanging from threads as thick as string. They were bigger than her satchel. She turned to leave, but the door slammed shut. A terrible laugh echoed around the darkened space. Wizardy felt the spiders landing on her and trying to wrap her in cobwebs. She flicked the horrible creatures off, but there were too many. She ran forwards into the darkness, scared and lost. "I need a lighting spell, quick," she squealed. More spiders fell from the ceiling and rafters. Wizardy Witch fell over something on the floor. She realized the wicked broomstick had tripped her up. Quickly reaching into her bag, she grabbed a handful of leaves, then shouted at the top of her voice, "Sun and moon and stars so bright, light my way, now banish night." She threw the leaves in the air, and they burst into a dozen floating coloured candles, flooding the space with welcome light. The wicked broomstick was busily sweeping more spiders towards her. It laughed as it squawked. "Quickly, my friends, wrap her up. Don't worry about the light, it will soon fade. Get her now." The spiders were afraid of Wizardy Witch's candles, but they were more afraid of the horrible broomstick. They rushed at her. Wiz squealed in panic and ran towards the door. She pushed as hard as she could, but it would not open. The first of the candles went out. Slowly, each one extinguished until only one remained. "Help me, Broom!" she shouted frantically. Her own broomstick clattered against the locked door. It was no use. The wicked broomstick's magic was too powerful. "Find another way in," she pleaded. The wicked broomstick laughed as it dived down, knocking Wizardy Witch to the floor again. The army of spiders rushed at her once more. "Quickly, Broom!" Wizardy Witch screamed. She pulled herself to her feet and ran to the stairs at the back of the room. Up the spiral steps she ran as the last candle plunged her back into complete darkness. The sound of hundreds of tiny, scampering spider feet followed her. Ahead, a thin crack of light appeared in the roof. "If I can just get to there," she croaked hopefully. Fighting her way through even thicker webs that burned and tightened all over her body, she just managed to reach the source of the light. A stout board had broken loose. She pushed with all her might until it finally gave way. She clambered outside, clinging desperately to a thin beam. The wicked broomstick swept a ball of spiders right at her face. In panic, Wizardy Witch let go and fell from the top of the windmill. Luckily, Broomstick zoomed down and caught her just in time. She lowered her gently to the ground.
"Thank you, Broom, that was so horrible,"
I'm sorry I didn't listen to your warning. Quick, let me keep that broomstick in there. She used a very powerful magic spell. Lions roar and crocodile bite. Shut this door and seal it tight. Bright red flashes of lightning melted the bolt and padlock on the door. There, she said. Now you can stay locked up where you will not hurt anyone else. Wizardy Witch pinned the notice back onto the door and scribbled an extra line. Beware of the broom. Broomstick quivered and suggested she surround the windmill in a kind behaviour spell to make the bad broomstick behave better in the future. Wiz thought for a moment, then held 5 pink leaves in her hand and commanded, "With yummy sweets and birthday cake, your nasty streak will shrink and break." A loud crack of thunder sent pink-coloured petals raining down over the windmill and formed a thin mist that clung firmly. Broomstick jumped enthusiastically in approval. "That should make a difference," said Wiz angrily. "Come on, Broomstick, let's go home. I've had enough adventures for one day." And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the scary windmill.